Oh, the agenda? Thank you. Okay, opening ceremonies. Please do roll call.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hoagland.
Present.
I move that we approve the agenda as written.
I second it.
Okay. Thank you.
Who are you? Okay.
Director Garcia, say yes.
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 Okay. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair.
There are no requests, no forms, but there may be later.
Okay, so items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Review and discussion of approval final operating budget for 2017-2018.
Okay, the first thing is the property taxes. And mid-year, when we did the budget revised, I only put 500,000. I believe the year before we had gotten 560,000 something. But this year we got 680,000 last year.
That's a good thing.
So yeah. We do have.
So it's a happy face for me.
125 more than last year, which is great. Okay, the community garden, we just started accounts for that this last year.
That's $100.
And yeah, we just put 100 in, just that's what we took in last year.
Uh-huh.
There were a couple people that paid for plots, and that's about it. So okay. It was just small. But that it had just started last year, so I think it's going to be fine. In fact, Jasmine is out. She's doing maternity, so it's kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit.
She picked a good time to have it.
I think it'll pick up.
Well, the non-growing time.
Yeah, we did put an expense account in the budget for that too. The pool, we really did do a lot more than we expected, but then the expenses were more than we budgeted too. So yeah. It costs about $60,000 a year at this point to run the pool. So
above and beyond.
Yes.
That's income minus expenses.
Yeah, that
$60,000 more.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. $60,000 out of the general fund.
Yes, out of the general fund. Okay.
Question though. Now this $5,100 on the lessons, was that with the Kaiser grant this year or without it?
That is not with the Kaiser grant. The Kaiser grant we didn't get last year. It's this year's.
Oh, I thought it was like the year before, though. We had it going in, didn't we, the first time?
No, it was figured in there. We do have it again this year.
Okay, but that is hard dollars that came.
That's what we
from
actually
individual
in.
People.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's very good.
And we were over on the admissions and
that is very
season
good.
Passes were good. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yep.
She didn't.
Now this year I think they're down because so many people. Know about it, but
I'm gobsmacked.
Yeah, it's they.
And we
really
actually had somebody rent it. We hadn't last year, so this year we had somebody rent it.
We did. Yes.
So that's great. The snack bar that just cracks me up.
That was a new thing the year before, and it went really well. Okay.
Yeah, my grandchildren. Thank you for their sucker rings. And their Nana thanks you for the dang dollar per ring she paid.
Oh dear. Okay. the teen center, it looks like we didn't get in what we budgeted, but they extended this He extended the contract for another 6 months, so whatever he spends carries over to this year, to the end of December.
Okay.
So that,
that's county.
We'll get all the money back.
That's the county.
Yes. That's about all in income. Okay, expenses, Debbie had an increase, she had a step increase last year, so hers went up a little bit. We did really well as far as expenses, too.
We did very well.
And the professional services went down a little, and that's Peter, our IT guy, and our computer guy, and the audit, I believe, is in that.
The insurance went down good.
Insurance was good. We got a good, every few years, every year we actually get a check back. It's a pool, insurance. So this was from, God, what is it, 2002 or something. We got a refund. So that helps every year.
That's
that
great.
Let's see. And the attorney fees was just about what we thought. That was good. The board only attended one conference, and that's what that was for. The recreation registration fees, that is, we're in the process between these 2 years of changing to a new company to use, to be able to accept credit cards.
So that's, I have a question on that. Mm-hmm. So this amount right here is what we pay?
There's an annual charge, I think it's a $2,500 a year for the new one, $2,500 a year, and then every month they charge a fee for, depending on how much we take it, how much we use the cards. So it's not the same every month. So that's what that is. It should be less with this new company that's what Lori is figuring, so.
But part of that has to do with, Eva, the more people who use cards. I mean, I use my card for everything.
Me too.
And so if they're not paying at the gate in cash and they're paying in plastic, we're paying a hit.
Right.
So it's going to go.
But you said it's going to be better this year.
I think it'll be less. Yeah. I think they're charging less per use and they're charging less for the year, too. Okay.
Maintenance. Can
maintenance.
I ask a question?
Sure.
Did we lose a body? That's a lot of money to be.
What I did was actually this is the assessment. The assessment we never hardly ever underspent.
Okay.
We spend more, and it has to come for the general fund.
Well, just only because it was such a difference.
Yeah.
It was like, that looks like a person missing.
What I did is move the part-time maintenance guy to the general fund.
To the general fund. Okay, that's fine.
And that's why he's out there. And I did, and the custodians I moved to.
Good. Thank you.
It makes more sense.
How'd we get a deal on PG&E?
That one, I don't know. That's not counting the pool, though. So.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Oh, okay.
No. The center building, this was a little extra because we cleaned the garage out and we had to get a dumpster for that.
So yeah, that was I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God. That's.
And it's also the shared parks. We got, at least twice, maybe three times, got extra dumpsters during that last year because the homeless, we had to clean them out of the bocce ball building. And
from
12
to 20,
and
that's a lot of money.
It's a significant amount.
It's sad. But anyway,
from 200 to 2,400, that's another chunk.
We had a theft at the shop, and they stole the truck and loaded it up with all the equipment. Stole it. Well, the truck was fine. They found it. Found the truck. There's no damage, nothing. All that we really lost was the equipment and stuff, and that started replacement. There's more this year that he had to replace. Slowly replaced what was stolen. Now, we should get some back from Capri, but I don't know exactly how much until they send it to us, but...
As a side note, Mr. Director, General Manager, can we talk about the security on that at some point down the road.
We're working on that already.
Because I know you are. That's why I want to make sure we talk about it. Because we want to tell people that we are trying to watch out.
Take your picture more for in the pool
When you come in, we want to take your picture if you're in the wrong spot.
Exactly. Okay. The neighborhood parks. Lindbergh Park usually doesn't come close to using their $37,000 that we get from the county. This year we had a slide that was $6,000 and
trees.
All the thing to put in it, the trees, the irrigation, all the county parks had irrigation issues and tree issues. And that's why we ended up spending $27,000 over and above out of our general fund. Anuta Park, that little one went up because somebody keeps cutting the swing off for some reason, thinks that's fun.
Wow.
So Alfredo, we have to order it and he puts it back up. The pool, like I said, costs about $60,000 a year over and above what we bring in, and that will always be. I don't think there'll be a change in that. The Bay Point Youth Academy, we had the coordinator and she resigned and quit, and for a month or two it wasn't running.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't spend it, but theirs is a carryover, so
oh, good.
We can carry
that
over
question.
That to this so. Year. So that
good,
is
good.
On that. Yeah, that $16,356 they didn't spend last year will move over to this year. So that's good. The general fund capital projects. Let's see, the lights for the center, what we're doing there is when any of these go out, we have the electrician come and he changes to LED. We're trying to just get the whole building eventually with LED lights. It's less solar,
mm-hmm.
less expensive,
mm-hmm.
and better light. It was $2,756 this year. We bought a computer for reception at about $3,000. Ambrose Park, we spent $6,900 on tree work. And that was just that one tree, huh? That tree that fell, is that the only one? Or there was another one we took care of, too.
That's right. There were two that had to be felled.
Yeah.
One fell.
One helped you, and the other one
that's correct.
You had to go fetch.
So that was
that's
about
right.
$7,000. The auditorium, tables and chairs, they're slowly falling apart. And
mm-hmm.
so we ordered $3,200. For the tables and chairs, and we're ordering more this year because the old ones are slowly just falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
The phone system that we had put in, the final payment was $3,400 for the IT guy that put that in for us. And fiber, we spent $2,900 on whatever parks needed it. I don't know.
So that did carry us through the ones that the teen center and stuff did. All the work on, like Lindbrook and
the Fibar.
That's great. That's great that they got all that done. It would have cost us a king's ransom if we'd had to pay it done.
We did it in house.
The
teen center did it here, and then our maintenance guys did it.
Did
here
it at the parks.
Yeah,
and we're going to continue
also,
doing that.
Didn't they also put the slide in at
they
Lindbrook
did, which
themselves?
Saved us a pile of money too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This $2,150. That's the last of the CDBG for the painting and ceiling. Project that was finally
which one?
Right below that $2,150.
Okay.
That so was, that's our part.
That's
of it.
Part of our share, yeah.
Okay.
And that's about it. Anybody have questions on any of these?
No, that's too fair. You did a good job in letting us know what the changes were. The
yeah,
like Steve said, I think that we need to really do something about security because it's just,
yes.
you know, this is almost every year we are ending up
yeah,
by having to redo all the tools again.
The second time in 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
That
and in the homeless, I mean, if it's costing us every quarter or something, $5,000.
It's going to be an ongoing thing, unfortunately.
Well, and that's the thing I don't understand. God bless them. I'm sorry that you're homeless, but you don't have to leave your garbage for... to have to be
but that's just the way it is.
I know.
Any homeless encampment. The county is, I think they spent $20,000 cleaning out the canal area. So it doesn't surprise me.
This is the final for last year, but the auditor is working on the audit right now.
Right.
And they will have the final say of what, if we have any to carry over for this year or put in our reserve.
Okay.
And we'll wait to find out that. We're a little behind this year because I was gone.
Yeah, I know you were out.
And Jessica did as much as she could, and that was great.
She did a great job covering for you.
She did.
And I said it before, I'll say it again. We're glad you're back, but.
She, by the time I leave, she'll be just like me.
That's what we want.
Except younger.
When they looked at the trees, did I get that we had an arborist come out and look at all of them to kind of do a tree inventory? So do we know that we have headaches coming? That's what I'm afraid of is there's headaches yet.
In the tune of about $60,000.
Thank you. That's what I was afraid of. These trees are beautiful, but when they get sick or they fall, they cost a fortune to get them out of there.
Well, we budgeted $27,000, I think, for this year, and we've already spent some of it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to come back to the board in the revised budget, mid-year budget, and ask for some additional funds. But
it's
we'll have that all drafted.
But they have told us we have more problems.
Well, we will have a maintenance program for our trees for the first time since I've been here.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mary Jane can remember.
It's been a real long time. When I first was here, the first decade, they had Davy Tree that did. Twice a year did that, but
that was in the 90s. So
what are we talking about?
The trees.
I know, but how much is this maintenance thing going to cost?
About in the aggregate, about $60,000.
Oh, God.
But we want to save.
It's expensive. It's expensive to have pretty beautiful trees.
And it's going
to
be trees at Amherst Park.
This all going to be taken care of.
Sure.
From
next budget.
So pretty.
No, it's going to be more than...
Yeah, they're actually going to have that delivered to me next week. I had a meeting about it today, coincidentally, so they'll have a tree maintenance program that will probably expand 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
So it'll straddle budgets.
All new figures in February.
But that's good, because we need to know. I mean, Lynbrook, if a tree falls the wrong way at Lynbrook, we're in deep trouble because we have homes on both sides, and so I panic. Anytime you say there's a tree at Lynbrook, immediately I think, towards the sidewalk. Because if it goes the other way, it's going to cause structural damage with people. So,
yeah,
so you've done a great job, Mary Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments?
No. Take their papers? She wants
I
to speak.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What's the format for this meeting? Do you guys have public comment?
Yes.
Can we ask questions?
Yes, I can explain this to you really quick. This is a budget meeting.
Uh-huh.
It's a function of the board.
Okay.
We have an agenda. In the agenda, there is public comment. Public comment can be made on any subject not on the agenda.
Uh-huh.
They closed public comment. And then you can submit a speaker form to talk about items that are on the budget.
Okay.
And we're done right now, so, mm-hmm. you know.
What time do you guys start the meeting?
5:15.
5:15. Because we're here around 5:18, 5:15? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the process would be.
That's the first
we're
one.
Halfway or.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever's item the business has before the committee.
Okay.
So it's the chair's prerogative to take any questions. You usually fill out a request to speak form, so we have that as a record for the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if
we'll go ahead and
it's
take your question.
It's up to the
great.
Chair.
Thank you. So, there you go. Do you have a speaker form cover?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's just going to be. So who's talking? Who's going to be speaking?
I will, and Deborah, you can.
Okay, and it has to do with this budget. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty, who wants to go? I opened it up, but I'm not going to.
My one question is about specifically.
We have to fill out the form, right?
Yeah, but you know, but we opened it up because you guys were late. I mean, we already did this part. So, okay, go ahead with your question.
The capital unassigned funds. There's a big discrepancy there that I didn't hear you guys talking about. And I just was wondering what that's about.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The budget?
I know what he's talking about.
It's the last page, right?
The last page.
Our understanding.
Oh, okay.
Because that budget was done mid-year last year, and it's always, we try and be conservative until we get the final. This is the final figure that I figured in my books, but like I said, the auditors are doing the audit for last year right now, and when they get done, they'll tell us exactly how much we were underspent.
Okay.
So it may be close to that, it may be different than I have, but, and they will be at a board meeting later. We don't know when they'll be done, but yeah. Okay?
So I just wanted to ask a question. I need my speaker for paper or whatever.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay,
so let me just ask a question. How often do you have these meetings? How you doing, Mary Jane?
Hi, how are you?
I thought you were doing. I'm good.
No,
not yet. Okay. Are these held monthly?
No.
No.
No. This is a committee. It's special meetings. So whenever we need to do something with the budget and change it, then we have one. It's not the same every year. Usually January we have one to do the mid-year revised. We have one. Do we do one for the opening budget for the first budget?
Mm-hmm.
Before each change to the budget, which is usually in May for the June for the next year, that's the opening budget. Then in January we do a revised. And then at the end of the year, we do a final. Mm-hmm. Unless there's some big catastrophe, then we have one in between. But yeah, those are the regular meetings we have.
Mm-hmm. And they're always posted on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're on the website too. Uh-huh.
Okay. And
then the minutes and everything are on, for these meetings are all on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I just had a question because I know, and you know, I was actually sitting outside since about 4:40. We apologize for being a little bit late, but I've been outside for a while. You saw us sitting out there, right?
Yeah, and then I came in and I figured you guys were waiting for somebody, so I just walked in.
Okay, cool. I just want to say that we were here.
Okay.
All right, and so you know we just came in a little bit late, but I wanted to know because I know the county still has space in the back. Is that reflected in here too with the county?
That's in our monthly rent. It's included in the monthly rent
income
sheet, the first page there. It's
rental income.
Third line down.
Third one down.
Mm-hmm. Second line of print.
Okay, on the first page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, under rental income, it's the second little thing there. Yeah, the income sheet says general fund.
Okay.
As a property tenant that has monthly rentals, and they're included in that. In fact, they're almost.
And that monthly rental is for all rentals in this building, not just the county.
That's
I understand, but
church doesn't sure. have you, but it is in the county.
Yes, yeah, I know the county has had a
yeah.
piece
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So Christine,
they still are a huge piece of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just had a question. How much I'm not seeing it on here. How much is in the reserves, like a rainy day fund that you have? Like what?
20% of the revenue is what the board has indicated in their policy. They would like to have a minimum of 20%.
Okay.
So of the unassigned, and that equals out to about $120,000 right now.
Okay.
Any other person wants to have a question? So we could go ahead and adjourn our meeting. You finished? Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is that it?
Okay, so I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
Thank you. So we will be reporting in our next meeting that we went through the budget, but the auditors have to come back at some
month. The auditors will probably not be next month, but we'll bring this back to the November meeting probably for the board to approve the final.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Our meeting again in November?
Not this committee, the regular board.
Just a regular board meeting.